Listen, young news folk, I'll tell you what's best. A newspaper should be a well-behaved guest. The paper boy hits the doorstep, if they're able, and our readers invite us to their kitchen tables. And we let them hold the world in their hand, the dazzle of New York and the Hollywood glam, whispers from the Washington rooms and chambers, and helpful advice from Miss Sam Landers. Remember these words, do me a favor. You can't put a four-letter word in the paper. On your behavior, you must be the best. Does your article pass the Cheerios test? Picture a mother nursing her brew, doing the crossword and reading what's new. Dad's got the A section, nation and world. His gaze is intense. He must not be disturbed. The girl laughs at the comics. She can't put it down. Dagwood and Garfield and old Charlie Brown. Each one of them feasting on grains that are whole, swirling the spoon in their cereal bowls. It's up to us to not make one of them shout and see something that makes them spit their Cheerios out. It's our job to make sure they don't get distressed. Does your article pass the Cheerios test? Is there violence or smoking or vaping or drugs? Do you show naked skin, strobe lights or blood? Intimidation, humiliation, lies or libido? Or a recipe for a Clorox mojito? In this digital age, you have to get clicks and raunchy contents, one way to do the trick. When shock politicians are out there distorting, you harvest the eyeballs in the name of reporting. The rules are all canceled. They're lies we enable. There's ABC Cheerios all over the table. Don't bother complaining. It's all for the best. It's now so archaic, the Cheerios test.